Hello, this is Kenji from the Red Rocks, and welcome to New Perspectives on Money Online Activation. Money. My favorite subject, right? So we're going to go and have you today, during this hour, to have you become more aware of what's holding up your money shipments. Oh yeah, they keep sending by FedEx, but I'm never home and I have to sign for the thing. And so like, dang man. Yeah, and I guess FedEx only gives you 3 tries and then you gotta go to where they are. Okay, so spiritual FedEx, okay, we're calling you in. UPS, I don't know. They've raised their rates, so we should just go with FedEx. And that other carrier, they're too pricey. We just go with FedEx. FedEx, overnight, send money, lots of money. And obviously, the comedy team is taking over, so I have no control over this because I'm a clear and perfect channel for the universe today. So God, who knows what's going to come out of the mouth. But I better read the copy here, huh, so we don't get too far out there in left field. All right, so you're going to call in, oh boy, you're going to call in everyone in your universe, that's your reality, that has a relationship with you regarding money, right? Spiritual money and physical money, gold coins, investments, you name it, right? So we've already done our greetings for the new year of awakening consciousness. See, we just reverse engineered that. So there's supposed to be a greeting in this new year of awakening consciousness. Yes, and last year was, oh God, last year was heavy, and the year before that was heavy, and the year before that was heavy. Well, ever since 2012, man, it's been heavy every year. All right, so we're going to shift this. We're going to make this a very different year. So quantum options for manifesting prosperity and abundance on a very practical financial level. Quantum options. Yes, you are still facing lack of and scarcity of and not enough of. And please send money FedEx overnight. So what is this reflecting? Because we obviously all want to maintain a comfortable livelihood on the planet so that we could help hold and spread the light of consciousness and ascended awareness and love vibrations and togetherness and community and all of that good stuff, right? Life purpose, money. So we want to ask you to feel, not think. Now, we're not going to use your head tonight. You're not going to use your brain and your mind to think and manage and control. Right, so you're going to drop down into your feeling space. You're going to just drop down into your body. Drop down to the pit of your stomach. And just be there. So here is the question, to feel into your life the first experiences where you thought you were struggling with money, any kind of money, receiving money, managing money, giving away money. And this probably relates to either your first chores that your parents paid you for or your first job. Or it could be your when you went to college and had to pay for that. Just let the feelings come. Now, you know that all healer types, pretty much, seem to struggle with the concept of money. Yes, we do need money to support our vision, which is grand, and it should be grand. Now, we all kind of have a sense of why in the marketplace the middle class is struggling with all kinds of levels regarding just staying afloat, if you know what I mean. And you know, most Americans are in debt in one way or another. We won't go into that other side level of why that is. Not important for today. And if you went to college, I am sure you were thinking after you graduated about how am I going to pay off my huge loan? Yes. So today we're going to offer solutions so that we can be free of that matrix of lack, limitation, not enough, of not good enough, all of that. Now you know that the collective unconscious, tribal beliefs, have certain concepts regarding money, power, status, and all that. So you know the one where the more money you have, the more status you have in society, especially at church, if you went to church, right? Money is status. Money brings power and recognition. Could also bring a lot of stress and headaches. You know that one too. But these collective tribal beliefs, we're going to get into that so that you can, well, we're not going to tell you exactly what we're going to do in the activation, but it's already started, but we're really going to get into it in about, I don't know, on the half hour thereabouts. So buckle up, put your space boots on, put your helmet on, get your gloves on. So as you know, humanity perhaps have some misguided concepts, distorted concepts regarding money. We're going to bring in the more spiritual side of money. Yay! Hidden beliefs. All right, so you want to start bringing out your beliefs from the closet, literally, regarding money, power, status, recognition. And all the fears that come with lots of money or lots of power or big time status. Oh, family struggled with the money, didn't they? Oh, they did, especially if you were born after the war, Second War. Many cultures, wow, big challenge, how to recover after a war. And you know that one. Ah, see? Computer said, yeah, that one. That one where money doesn't grow on trees. And the one where you've got to work hard for your money. And having too much money is evil. Yuck. Grit your teeth. Take a deep breath. And rich people suck. But I wish I was rich. So how many of your parents and their parents struggled? Yes, many had to grow up in sort of the semi-ghetto kind of level. My dad had to work four jobs one time. Mom eventually had to go to work when she was 55, believe it or not. Yeah, so how much of that heavy burden are you carrying in your body, or actually in your head, of their suffering and their hardships? And what about all those people that lost their money through bad investments, or got ripped off somehow, got their money stolen, or their house burned down and they didn't have insurance, and like, oh my God, bankruptcy, all that. See, we're going to throw that into bankruptcy, losing your home, foreclosures, you can throw in homelessness, and that's part of the deal too. So whatever, doesn't matter, because today you are going to begin to recover from all of that. And you're going to be able to free yourself from tribal consciousness and the collective struggle with money and survival. Yay! So, you want to tap into your emotional body now and just feel. Feel the heaviness that the emotional body is carrying regarding money, or not enough of, or lack of, whatever burdens, financial burdens, debt burdens, yes, foreclosure pending, losing my job pending, going to college and kind of scared. Okay. Scarcity and lack. Okay, you're going to lie down for this one. So we're going to give you a moment or two to lie down on your back or on your, either your right or left side, doesn't really matter. And put a blanket over you, make sure you got your socks on and a nice little pillow for your head. We want you to be really comfortable so you can really zone out, zone in. Because money could be the biggest and the most difficult issue on the planet. But remember, money is a reflection of something greater or something deeper that's going on within you. And the lack of money or the struggle to have enough, to keep enough money, is a reflection. It's not a cause. Okay, and you want to have some water nearby. Okay, so we're going to drop out of the head, out of the mind, literally dropping down into the heart center, or even into your solar plexus or your sacral center, but just dropping out of the mental level and into the kinesthetic feeling. I don't mean emotions, but this sensing level where you're not thinking. So you can even breathe into your feet as you make connection with the earth again. And you want to make sure that your crown chakra remains open for the heavenly realms. So we're going to call in all of your money people, all of the beings that have a relationship with you regarding money. So any kind of endeavor, connection, relationship involving the exchange of money as trade, barter, income, livelihood, expenses. So we're going to, because most of you are in some kind of a practice in the healing arts or the helping profession, whether it be nursing, being a mother to these new age kids, big profession, by the way. Yes, send more money to all mothers. on the planet. Caregivers, physical therapists, doctors, energy workers, therapists, counselors, social workers, waitresses and waiters, because they serve a lot. Okay. Now, call in your team. Team who? Your team. Gonna call in all of your money team, angels and guides. Stand by. Okay, so if you're on your back, it would be good to just allow your body to become open and allow the mind to surrender. And let go. It doesn't have to do anything tonight. No job for the mind tonight. It's on vacation. Actually, it's going to sleep. It just went to bed. And it's going to have nice REM sleep and wonderful visionary dreams. So the mind can do that. All right? The rest of you, be right here. And you're going to use your heart's imagination level skills, not the brain. So imagine the heart has an eye, or it has a vision center, and you can envision through that center into the far corners of the galaxy. Yay, galaxy. All right. So centering in your heart or in your solar plexus. All right, and say you have a business in some kind of the helping professions, or you work as a day job or a night job with a company or organization that helps people. And so it can be any level, right? It can be any kind of business level. It can be factory work. So if you consider your profession in the helping profession, service to humanity, okay, what you're going to do is just move into that space with your awareness. Keep breathing. Stay in your body. We're not going to have out-of-body experiences necessarily today. Okay, you want to feel into your practice, your business, your work reality. Just let it actually start coming to you, but feel into it. Don't think about it. Just feel what it feels like energetically, vibrationally. Now, we're going to ask you to get a sense of how far away your business or your job is from your body. Your body's a reference point. Does it feel way far away? Does it feel off to the left, to the right, behind me, above me, below me? Where? In relationship to the body, is your practice, your business, your service work. So we're going to take all aspects of your business or your work situation, services, products offered, volunteering, tithing, every aspect of the business or the workplace. And you're going to bring in your staff, the people that you work with. And your awareness will tell you how far away from the body it is. And if you work with the team, if you have team members or company members, coworkers, or if you're studying with a teacher, or if you're teaching others, you want to bring in all the people involved in your business or your practice. Just feel into that. Allow the awareness to come. In relation to my body, where are these people? Now take a deep breath. Okay, calling the pillars of light, calling in your council of light, your ancestors, family members, soul group, guardian angel. All right, you're going to call forth your inner child so that your little one can give you clues and messages as we go deeper into this activation. So we want you to get a sense of like these belief systems now, these tribal belief systems about money. Feel where that is in your space, in relationship to your body. These are the ones that stand out for you, that maybe you remember early on in life when people started to talk to you about money. Money doesn't grow on trees. Money is evil. If you're spiritual and religious, you're poor. And being poor is good. Poverty is good. Money doesn't come from heaven. Money is dirty. Money corrupts. Okay, whatever the concept is, whatever the belief is regarding money. You want to feel where those belief systems are regarding your body. Is it inside your body? Is it outside in your field? Where is it? And don't forget the one about I just make enough to get by every month. That's all I need. I don't need any more. I just make enough to get by. So if we go deeper into this, we're going to ask the question, does your beliefs about money have to do with your self-esteem, with the concept or belief about self? Who am I? Where am I going? Why am I here? What's my purpose? Stay in this feeling state. So you're going to detach from tribal consciousness now, chaos of the world, your emotional body, and your pain body. So you become the voyager within the physical vehicle, that's called your body. Now, we want you to locate very quickly from your awareness where in your body are you holding pain, suffering, and struggle with money. And that could be your business as well, or your job, or your lack of a job. Feel as if you're in the center, the core of this beautiful cocooning of light. And maybe you have a belief about karma, that this is my karma, this lifetime, to struggle with money or to not have enough, because last lifetime I was super rich and it was a foolish lifetime and I spent and lost all my money. So whatever, breathe. Now we're going to suggest, we're just going to make some suggestions today about how we can perceive money in a new way. So we want you to get to move into this feeling energy that money is beautiful. And just allow your awareness to move into that space in relationship to your physical body. And here's another one, that the use of money will assist me in manifesting my purpose on earth. And what if, just imagine, what if money was love made manifest in paper, bills, and gold coins? What if money is a way that Prime Source gave us as an avenue to help others to heal and to become more self-realized and aware? And what if right now, right here and right now, that your awareness could tap in to that place within that uses money very wisely, creatively, for the benefit of all? Now, what if you could tap into that vibration? And begin to become one with that vibration. What if you were to perceive money as golden light? That is used to help humanity and self to become awake. What if money was a blessing from heaven What if you perceive money as blessings from heaven? And that each time you pay your bills by your checkbook or your credit card, you are blessing that money. And you are blessing the company or person that you are sending the money to. And what if, as you receive money from others, whether it's from the government, an individual, a company, for your salary, that you feel blessed by this receiving? So, what if we could change our outlook completely today? And what if today, if we were able to release automatically all of the illusionary beliefs about money and personal power and struggle and survival and healing and everything else? So you're going to feel into your body that's been triggered now. Where in your body have you been triggered? You're just going to observe. You're not going to do anything. Just observe. Where in your thighs are you feeling it? And your belly? And what parts of your skin is reacting? What about your head and your neck? Your heart center? Your arms? Your kidneys? Oh, my lower back. Okay, invoke some more of the pillars of light. Okay, we're going to focus on breathing to come into one-pointed focus. So stay, drop down in your body. And we're going to start breathing together as one. Imagine that the universe is breathing with you as one, that there is no difference between you and anything else in the universe. And as you are ready to literally give up the struggle with money, take a deep breath. And just stay open and surrender. Now, all the beautiful things that your soul knows about money that you may not be aware of on an everyday basis. So we're going to ask the soul, your soul, to begin to orchestrate all those money blessing energies to be directed towards you, your body, not you, you, but your body. And so imagine as if you are allowing, your body is allowing itself to begin to receive the money blessings. All the beautiful concepts and ideas about money in its truest sense, in its highest spiritual divine sense. And imagine and feel that your body is beginning to receive this, to embody this energy, this beautiful energy of money, golden and green and red. That you are letting go of your resistance to abundance. That you are letting go of your prior concepts and ideas about money completely, all the erroneous ideas, whether self-created or put upon you by others, that you are just emptying yourself of all of your money ideas so that you can receive more abundantly the treasures from heaven. That's the heaven within. Now, as you do this, you are beginning to receive your soul, the vibration of your soul, into your body, around your body. And whatever you feel that is resonating in that divine golden flow of infinite prosperity, just allow that. If you are resisting anywhere, you will feel it somewhere around the skin of your body, or maybe just outside in the field. Nothing to do. You're just going to become aware of any levels of resistance or fear of receiving. Stay awake, stay alert. You are beginning to free yourself up from tribal consciousness. So as this level of blessings and grace begin to resonate within, it begins to reorganize the dysfunctional and stressful areas of your life, not only regarding money, but in all ways, in all levels. So the healing is really automatic. Nothing for you to do but to stay in this, the core of the resonant field of perfection or oneness. Gratitude, joy, love. We are raising the frequency of the physical body and the brain function. So all you need to do is stay open, relaxed, receiving, naturally embodying the perfection of money in your life. So tap also into that place where you are absolutely deserving of abundant feeling sensations in your life. Breathe into the open spaces of infinite possibilities to earn your value in the world, your spiritual value in the world. Through money, your worth, keep breathing. You are letting go of all of your parents' attitudes around money. Because they're not yours. You just want to keep what is yours. Let everybody else go. Aligning with, moving into this vibration of perfected awareness of what is and who I am in relationship to what I experience. Breathing into the power of now. Making everything in your life okay. Making every aspect, every experience, every trauma, pain, stress, fear, to make it completely okay in this now moment. To completely accept it. To completely own it as an experience. And then be done with it. Allow this sensation of freedom to begin to move through your body. If you can feel it, you can embody it now. Actually, embody everything you have been experiencing during this activation. Begin to bring the light into the body. But you do nothing. Just simply be and receive, relax, let go of control, let go of having to manage energetically anything, and just be in a state of stillness as we allow the universe to move through us, as we allow the universal energies to move through every organ and cell in our body, through every chakra point in our field. To all of our subtle bodies. Feel that place within you that is completely at home with everything. That is that state of stillness and perfected awareness. That place that is connected with all things and all beings. Now, as you allow and receive, everyone that you've ever had a relationship with is feeling the changes that are occurring within you. They are feeling the circulation of light. And the levels of joy. And the levels of deep inner peacefulness. So allow this to continue with your ancestors, your family members, everybody that you know or have known in this lifetime. on all levels, not just this physical realm. So as you naturally allow this healing to occur within, you will see the effects in your world. By your presence shall you be known. By your soul signature you shall be known. By the light that you carry, you shall be known. Now we want you to call in two members of your family, one at a time, to have a telepathic conversation with them. So two family members that you have felt or do feel very close to, no matter where they are in the reality of things. So we'll give you a few moments for telepathic communion. You breathe deeply and you can finish up with your communication. Now your homework assignment, should you choose to do it on a daily or weekly basis, is to pick someone that you've had a money issue with, or a company, or a business, and go into meditation, go into the state of oneness, like we have done here. Stay in your body and begin to recreate this sensation of well-being, this sensation of feeling connected, this feeling of lightness, of freedom, of joy, and then bring that experience into your body. Bring that person, situation, company, business, bring it literally, bring it vibrationally into your body. And just simply be aware with your awareness of how your prior issue is being graciously resolved naturally without effort. So you're bringing the situation into the field of compassion. You're bringing into the field of transformation by not doing, just by allowing and bringing it into your body so that you can have this connection again, because all those experiences and people, places, and the thing, all they are asking for is healing. They are just asking for resolution. And once you do that, it's done. As long as you don't go back into the bad habits or the prior attitudes. So with practice, you become perfect. Okay, breathing deeply into the light of your awareness. We're coming back to the body, so to speak. You're becoming more aware of the physicalness of your earth life. Remaining grounded with the earth. And we suggest that you spend 15 or 20 minutes laying on your right side, curled up with a blanket over you and your head on a pillow, and to just be. And to just become aware of what is. And then after about 15 or 20 minutes, drink some water. Make sure you're really grounded. Go about the rest of your evening. Enjoy your dinner. Enjoy your snacks. It's going to taste really good. And just be aware that you are more aware of what is. And decide to be a clear and perfect channel for the power of now, for your divine presence, for the isness that is. Pay attention to your intuition. Know that you are loved and supported by your higher self. That you have many friends on the other side that are coming over to this side as the veil is thinning. And as you awake, the veil drops more and more. As you awaken, the veil begins to drop away. So the healing occurs with awareness and the ability to just be and surrender and allow. Let the universe work through you. Be blessed. Share blessings. Remember to laugh, cry, and smile every day. Remember to give love to our pets and the animal kingdom. And remember to go out in nature. Bless everything in your life, every experience. And that becomes the true healing. So until next time, we send our love and our blessings. Have a great new year. And may all your money be blessed. And all monies that come to you be blessed. And all monies that you share with others be blessed. Including your tithing, your donations, and your free services. Know that you are acknowledged and recognized on the other side for that which you do for humanity. Send diplomas right away, FedEx overnight. Okay, until next time, namaste. Blessings.